Schools nationwide are preparing for what a second Trump administration could mean for students without legal status. Vermont Public's Lola DeFore will now tell us about what schools here are doing in case Immigration and Customs Enforcement comes knocking. Hey there, Lola.
Hey, Mary.
Lola, why are schools concerned about immigration right now?
Well, Trump is returning to power and has, in a lot of ways, promised to really take the gloves off when it comes to immigration. A really key example of this, which relates directly to schools, is this long-standing policy that Immigration and Customs Enforcement has to not conduct arrests at places like schools, hospitals, and churches. Trump is reportedly planning to rescind that policy this time.
And how many children without legal status that are here in Vermont right now would this impact?
We don't know that number for Vermont. Nationally, estimates peg the number at around 650,000. I mean, that's how many people are in Vermont. That's kids in schools who don't have legal status. But we do know that there are students in Vermont schools today who don't have legal authorization to be in the U.S. The migrant community has long been the backbone of the dairy industry, and migrant laborers are increasingly leaned upon in the construction industry, which is strapped for workers and also all important nowadays. And some advocates say that the fact that this population is smaller and perhaps more hidden in Vermont than it is in other states where that population is comparatively larger also means that people are more unaware of how immigration enforcement works and, you know, what their rights might be.
Well, I'm certain that school districts have been thinking about this for a while. Can you share with us what school districts are doing about it?
Well, Winooski is being the most aggressive so far. It's considering passing a so-called sanctuary school policy, which would limit the district's ability to share student and family information, restrict ICE's ability to come on campus without a judicial warrant, and help connect families to community resources. That district is the most racially diverse in the state. It's home to a large refugee community. And its superintendent said he wants to send as strong a signal as possible to a very nervous population that the district is here for them. Other districts appear to be acting a little bit more quietly, mostly by reaching out behind the scenes to review best practices with experts and advocates.
How much, actually, can individual schools do?
Good question. So federal law supersedes anything a school board can pass, right? But advocates are still pushing these policies, which they say can meaningfully help. For one, they want staff to be trained in case ICE actually does show up to school. They think it's important the school have protocols in place so that educators aren't making judgment calls in the heat of the moment. And while federal immigration law trumps school policies, so do federal privacy laws. And advocates think that having clear rules and policies in place around information sharing will minimize the risk that, A, an educator divulges information that helps a kid or their parents get deported when they weren't actually required to share that information, and, B, that that same educator inadvertently breaks privacy laws in doing that. But, you know, there are also concerns, including in Winooski, about the costs of taking a big public stance. Trump has retaliated in the past against so-called sanctuary communities, and his, border czar has pledged to do so again.
Lola, that's what some individual schools are doing. Is the state getting involved?
Not directly, but the Agency of Education says it's going to be sending out some guidance. A spokesperson shared parts of it with me, and based on what she included, it sounds like it's going to reflect a lot of what's already getting passed around, a lot of know your rights stuff that we're seeing from the advocacy space.
That's Lola DeFore, Vermont Public's education reporter. Thanks so much.
You bet, Mary.